It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Requests are yours for the next hour. If you'd like to join us here on Border Crossings, all you have to do is pick up your telephone and call 202-619-2077. Again, the studio phone number 202-619-2077. And we'll start off with a request from Jamrich. Jamrich is in Sierra Leone listening to Border Crossings and wanting to hear Chris Brown. Yeah.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brown, and right now y'all checking out Border Crossings.
Crossings, you've got Chris Brown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that is a request from Sierra Leone. Thanks for listening to our show, Border Crossings, and Chris Brown fans. He's in for another court battle. Apparently, Naya, the mom of royalty and former girlfriend of Chris Brown, is now going to have a custody battle with Chris Brown over little baby royalty, who turned one last week on May 27th. In fact, Chris Brown posted video of the little girl learning to walk. So maybe I'll put that on my Facebook page because it's as cute as can be. She's as cute as a button. I want to say hello to Gashaw and Akilu and Bethlehem and Hewat and Fevin and Abel and all of the people who posted on Facebook to let us know they're listening. Thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. Here's a request from Ivan in Croatia, Natalie Imbruglia with Torn.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something.
Natalie Imbruglia, and you're listening to Larry London.
We're back. It's Border Crossings, and from 1997, a song for Natalie Imbruglia fans around the world called Torn. Natalie Imbruglia is in the news. In fact, she is interviewed in the new Red magazine, which hits the newsstands in July. And she's now 40, and she says that she has dated a number of celebrities following her famous divorce with Silverchair lead singer Daniel John. She was asked by the magazine. They kind of went through a whole list of people. They said Cole plays Chris Martin. She said, nah, we're good friends. Harry Styles?
Too young.
Nope. Rolled her eyes. She did say that she's friends with Prince Harry. That was rumored about for a while. And she
Ardell.
Would. And she would say, yes, I did date David Schwimmer from Friends.
Ross.
So there you go. That's right, Ross. Hey. But yeah, so then that's as far as her relationship history goes. But this is Border Crossings, and it is Tuesday, and that means it is Chart Chat with our good friend Ray McDonald.
Hola, me llamo Ramon. ¿Cómo estás? I'm doing it in Spanish
today. Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what it is? I was going to say, no habla español. That's what I learned. No habla español.
Well, in any language, Taylor Swift is doing great. And when she does something these days, she does it big, as in jumping from 53rd to first place with her latest single. And we'll talk all about Taylor after Bad Blood.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shining?
Taylor Swift, 53-1 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart with Bad Blood. That's Taylor's fourth career number one. The single mix features a rap from Kendrick Lamar, and the single mix is the one that went to first place. So this gets Kendrick his first number one on the Hot 100. pays to hang out with Taylor Swift.
Yes, it does.
Pays Absolutely. To be a friend of Taylor. F-O-T.
I think there's a lot more people in her video that aren't in her video. You know, you and I didn't make the video, but everybody else seems to be in the video.
Yeah, really. We're going to have to talk to our agent about that.
That's it. What's going on, Taylor?
Let's see. What else can I tell you about Bad Blood? Well, I have some numbers for the chart geeks out there, and I know that you are out there, that you exist, and this is for you. This 53-1 jump is the greatest on the Hot 100 since 2012, when Taylor Swift jumped from 72-1 with We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And for the real hardcore chart watchers, the biggest ever jump was from 97th to first place in 2009, when Kelly Clarkson did it with My Life Would Suck Without You. But by any yardstick, 53-1 is pretty darn good. And Taylor supposedly wrote this song about Katy Perry. Taylor told Rolling Stone that she was never sure if she and Katy were friends. Katy would always, you know, make these little comments to her at award shows. And then they had this big falling out, apparently over some backup dancers. Taylor accused Katy of stealing them for her tour, and Katy later went on Twitter and made a Mean Girls reference to Taylor Swift, you know, from the movie Mean Girls. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some bad blood between the two of them.
Isn't it ultimately up to the dancers anyway? I mean, if they want to change, you know, jobs, it's their decision. No one made them change.
And that point was made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yesterday I was looking on Instagram and there was a photo. Lord posted a photo with Katy Perry and Ellie Goulding, and they were all partying together.
That's interesting because Lord was supposedly in Taylor Swift's camp.
That's right.
I feel like I'm back in junior high.
Yeah.
We're back in junior high. Which table do I sit at? I don't know.
Oh, that is funny. Ray McDonald's here, and it's Chart Chat. He hosts our Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week, and he's looking at some of the hottest hits in the U.S. this week.
All right. Well, I got another one for you. Skrillex and Diplo featuring Justin Bieber. Where Are You Now? It jumps from 22nd to 20th place. We played this song, I don't know, like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it was just starting out. It's getting some traction now, and we'll take a closer look at Justin after the track.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you? Game everybody else was playing. that's for sure. And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. You know the nature. Where are you now that I need you?
Skrillex and Diplo featuring Justin Bieber. Where are you now? It jumps 22 to 20 on the latest Billboard Hot 100. Skrillex and Diplo have a side project together called Jack U. And Justin has hooked up with them. He says his next single will be coming out at the end of this North American summer. And it also features production from Skrillex and Diplo. Let's see. We still don't know when Justin's going to drop his next album. It's going to be his first full-length since 2012. Jack U is going to be making several warm-weather festival appearances into August, and it's worth keeping your eyes open to see if Justin pops up here and there for a live shot. His only confirmed concert appearance happens August 28th at the Fusion Festival in Birmingham, England. And I think Justin may be trying to get his chops back before he hits the U.S. this fall with a new album and concert tour. I think he wants to get into fighting shape, so he can really go full steam ahead with his comeback.
Hmm.
And I guess this is the first shot. This is the first Justin Bieber single in quite a while that we've had on the top 20.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who gets credit for the song? Is it a Skrillex song? Is it a Justin Bieber song? Who gets credit for this is the new single from?
It's Skrillex and Diplo featuring Justin.
Featuring.
Bieber.
So it's not really his song. It's their song featuring him. Okay,
right,
gotcha.
Right. But of course, Justin is the center of attention because he's Justin Bieber.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, I have one more song for you, if you'll let me play it. Please, please. Oh, thank you. I'm getting the thumbs up from Vince in the control room. And we're going to go in a very different direction for our third and final song today, which is the Hotshot debut at number 26, which is pretty strong for a Hotshot debut. It's called Kick the Dust Up by Luke Bryan, who's one of the biggest crossover country stars in music today. We'll take a closer look after the song.
Kick the dust up. Week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out. Get on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside, I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really wanna see the beautiful people, we go way out west.
Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. The 32 bridge, y'all'll be glad you did.
Kick it.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard, hit up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Pack it in with pile out, baby. Once you're stepping out, better have your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's kick the dust up.
Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up. That was the Hot Shot debut at number 26 this week on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Luke Bryan's huge. You know, for a couple of years there, he was under the radar. But when I was doing my top 20 countdown, I noticed this album, Tailgates and Tan Lines. It's like in the top 20, week after week after week. You know, it was never up in the top five, but it was always hanging around. And this tipped me off to the fact that Luke Bryan is tremendously popular. Last week, this song was the most added song at U.S. country radio. It's the first single from his upcoming fifth album, Kill the Lights, which is out on August 7th. And I did a little research on Luke's chart record. Going back to 2009, his last three albums have all gone platinum or double platinum in the U.S. The last two albums have sold over 2 million copies apiece. That's getting into Taylor Swift territory in today's album market when, you know, you're lucky to sell 100,000 copies in your first week.
So, and he said he's done doing the spring break album thing. He's done that for, what, 6 years now?
Yeah.
Six different ones. He's finished with that stuff.
Yeah, Luke, well, that's what he says.
Yeah,
we'll
just
see.
Wait and see.
One of the interesting things about Luke Bryan, he's not a teen star. He's 38 years old, which indicates that his demographic is very wide.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the few acts who can fill sports stadiums. He's on tour right into late October. He's a hard-working dude, and this new album is probably going to debut at number one by a healthy margin. I'd put money on it. Anyway, Luke Bryan, he performed the song on the season-ending episode of The Voice back on May 19th, which probably accounts for its high debut in the Hot 100. But there you go, Luke Bryan, and that's all I got for you this week.
He was on Border Crossings last year. Luke Bryan, we had him on last summer. And shortly after People Magazine named him the sexiest man in country music.
That's right.
And I asked him how he felt about that, and he said, my wife's the lucky one. But, yeah, thank you very much, Ray. Ray hosts the weekly Top 20 Countdown, the Billboard Weekly Top 20 Countdown, and it can be heard Thursdays.
It can be Thursdays on VOA, and also you can go to my Twitter site, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com, where I post it every Thursday.
All right, thank you. We'll check you out again next Tuesday.
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate hearing from Ray with our latest and greatest off the Billboard charts. This is Border Crossings and a request from Mesfin Katema. And this is Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
We'll be right back.
So that's how it sounded back in the 80s. Billy Ocean on Border Crossings, originally from Trinidad, Tobago, Trinidad, and his little white suit. And that is a Caribbean Queen on Border Crossings. And Mesfin Katema says hello and greetings to everybody throughout Ethiopia at the Horn of Africa. And he says, we're glad that Border Crossings and Larry London are with us. And I'm just as happy to be with you, Mesfin. Thank you for your nice message. I want to say hello to some other folks in Ethiopia tuned in. Shebir is listening. Gashaw is tuned in. They let me know that they are listening on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Also, Augustino is with us. Flomancio. There's a new listener, a new name. Flomancio. Alphonse, Sofian, and Ria are with us on Border Crossings today. Also, I want to welcome some new fans to our Facebook page. Amy Mario Boy Upan, Leol Siraj, Ose Antwi, Alex Ye Kebu, Brooke is listening, Brooke Kenfa Michael, and Abel Magess, Kim Nuha is a new member of our Facebook family. Hello, Kim. Zach Reyes and Bethlehem Tekeste. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and becoming a fan of our Facebook page. Our phone lines are open 202-619-2077 for you to call in and request your favorite song. If you're a new listener and just finding us, then please keep in mind it takes about 3 to 5 days to get a song request played. So we need time to find it and fit it in to the program, because we're, you know, kind of planning in advance here. We get a lot of requests every day, and it takes a little bit of time to find these songs. So give us 3 to 5 days, and you can call in 202-619-2077 to put your request on the list. Donatus Chorbe is listening, and he checked in with us on Facebook. Donatus is listening with his girlfriend, Nendelemwa, and she's in Punction, Nigeria. Tell her I miss her so much. And I just did. Here's your Brandy song on Border Crossings.
There's only so many songs that I can sing to pass the time. And I'm running out of things to do to get you off my mind. All I have is this picture in a frame that I hold close to see your face every day. With you is where I'd rather be, but we're stuck where we are, and it's so hard, it's so far. This long distance is killing me. Stuck where we are, and so hard, so far. This long distance.
distance is killing me. There's only so many songs that I can sing to pass the time.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings and Joseph Agba, Joe's request for Brett Eldridge, and that is a country song called Mean to Me. Brett Eldridge in the country world grew up in the area of Paris, Illinois, not Paris, France, but Paris, Illinois, with his country boots and his spurs and his country hat and all that. In fact, he grew up around country music because he is the cousin of Terry Eldridge from a group called the Grascals, who are very popular in country music. So thank you, Joseph, for requesting that song. A little country music. Hey, by the way, our Country Hits USA show is coming back to the VOA 1 Music Network since Mary Morningstar had retired and Eric Felton had hosted it for a while. Nikki Strong has the show now. So Nikki is going to be taking on the Country Hits USA show. So you can check that out with Nikki Strong on the VOA 1 Music Network and listen to all the country hits with Nikki. I'm Larry London, and you've got Border Crossings. Coming up next, Britney Spears. She's excited to get back on the road. In fact, she's talking about performing in Australia for the first time in about 6 years when she goes out on tour and starts promoting a brand new album she's been working on. She's looking forward to that. Unfortunately, the first song from Britney's new album with Iggy Azalea, not really very successful. Pretty Girls, not doing too well at all on the charts. Kind of, it started slow and it's gotten slower. So it looks like that song's going nowhere, unfortunately. But Britney continues to be the top attraction in Las Vegas, and she's going to be leaving the Planet Hollywood shortly. And coming up in January, it's going to be Jennifer Lopez taking her place on stage at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. So here is a request for Britney Spears, and this one's from Edwin El Grande on Border Crossings. The song is called Brightest Morning Star.
Beautiful life, you are the light of my beautiful life. You know I wake up and every day I feel safe knowing that you got my back now and forever living my life, cause I got nothing to do. When a tear falls, you put your hands out, you catch my tears, and I'm feeling so close.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You ready, B? Let's go get 'em. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Highway, eyes behind shades. This necklace, the reason all of my dates been blind dates. But today, I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, holla.
rims, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him. And I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
It's Border Crossings, and her boyfriend became her husband a number of years ago. That's Beyonce with Jay-Z, and that is a request from Derek Young Carter, who's listening to our show. And Jay-Z and Beyonce were in Europe. In fact, they tweeted photos from all different places. They were in Florence, Italy, where Blue Ivy and Beyonce were on a merry-go-round. She put out some photos on her Instagram account, and Jay-Z was there to head to Oslo, Norway, to meet with the folks at Tidal, the Tidal Corporation. And that is dedicated to Derek Young's girlfriend. All right, we've got time for one more song for Doggy Asifon Border Crossing. It's The Fray.
I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one. All alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything. Where were you when everything was falling apart? But all my days were spent by telephone.
Crossings, it's The Fray, You Found Me. What a beautiful song. Love that song, The Fray, and I thank you for requesting it, Doggy Asifa. You found us for requests and dedications, and you'll find us again tomorrow on 1500 Universal. Thank you, Greg and Vince and Felicia, for putting the show together. I'm Larry London. Catch you tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.